All right, guys. So, yeah, it's been way too long since we did this podcast thing. It's been roughly 2 months. So, yeah, Pat and I have been crazy busy getting new youth group things set up, work, life, the whole shebang. No excuses. That's just kind of what's been going on. So, we thought we'd take some time and make a podcast literally about being busy and the consequences of it. So I hope you guys enjoy. Give it a listen and give us some feedback. And yeah, without further ado, here it is.
Welcome, Mark.
Hey, welcome, Pat. How you doing? It's been a while.
It has been a while. I think we've been a little busy lately in working in real life, for me at least. What's been on your plate lately?
Working at a company. I work for an oil company. Working at a company that makes 90% of its revenues from November to April makes the summer times excessively busy. I've always been blessed to have the type of job that allowed me to kind of work at my own pace and do my own thing. So this summer has been a challenge for me. It's just not what I'm used to. Trying to cram all of our IT projects from June to September is just a lot of work. A lot of work.
Yeah, I feel that. Like it's been busy at my work too. And not only that, I picked up a part-time job delivering pizzas at Domino's to get out of debt, which was a hard decision to make. I really struggled. Like I've talked to God about that for a few weeks. But ultimately, decided it was something God wanted me to do for a season, to get my family out of debt, and ultimately make me more effective in ministry in the long run. You know, because with that hanging over you, it's always on your mind. You know.
Yeah. Well, God definitely doesn't want us, in debt, so we can't, do the things He's calling us to do. But I feel like that's a perfect tie-in to kind of what we talked about last time. It has been a while, like I said, but the struggles, overcoming those struggles through all that busyness. I try to make time for God, but some days it's just hard. It just doesn't happen. My daughter does dance a few days a week. Usually the one that takes her there and brings her home, because my wife also has a busy schedule and it's much less flexible than mine. Then by the time we get home, it's dinner, it's bed, maybe time to watch a show with the wife for an hour or so, and bed for us, and up the next day, do it all over again. I'm not a huge early riser, so waking up in the morning to spend time with God is not something that I prefer to do.
No.
So that just leaves, kind of random times throughout the day, sitting at your desk and it's just hard to make time sometimes,
I'm the same way, man. And so, disclaimer to listeners, like this podcast, like is, we're really preaching to ourselves here. Like we are not experts in like priority management.
100
or not being busy.
100%. I am 100% guilty of being quote unquote too busy, as I do the air quotes.
So you're not listening to experts. You're listening to two dudes who realize like they're kind of in a ditch and like they're we're just learning as we go, kind of thing,
Totally. But I feel like in society, busy has just become the norm. Jimmy has soccer while Sally has ballet. The next day, Sally has band rehearsal while Jimmy has guitar lessons. It's an endless cycle for so many moms and dads out there. How can a mom and dad say no to something their kid wants to do and they're passionate about and they really enjoy doing? I just feel like it's a plague on society, just having so many options for their kids and for the parents too. Mom and dad have to get time for themselves to go out on a date or whatever that is. So
yeah.
That just compounds that little bit of time you might have as a family. When mom and dad want to get away too.
Yeah, exactly. And just the season too, just being fall, school starts, sports start, in our case youth ministry.
Mm-hmm.
starts. You know, I think the big question is how to organize your priorities.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard with, you know, everything seems like in the fall specifically, everything does seem like it starts up at once. But, you know, fill me in on some of the things in your life.
Well, so there's a story in Matthew that I go back to when I think about this kind of stuff. Like there's a story where some blood-sucking lawyer asked Christ, and I think lawyers and pastors back then were kind of the same thing, asked Christ what the greatest commandment was, or, you know, to word it differently, like what's the most important thing for us to focus on. And he couldn't have been more plain about it. He told the lawyer to love God and love your neighbor, in that order specifically, like God first, people second.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, as people, you know, we all have our own way of loving God, so to speak. You know, a million different ways every day people try to love God. But the crucial bottom line is that God is who we're actually worshiping, not, you know, life or you know, whatever else is going on.
Yeah. Well, so what does it look like for you? Like when you are what does worship or loving God like look like for you?
So for me, you know, it's about podcasts. You know, Jason George has an awesome one. Any of the dudes out there that are listening, the Grizz podcast, you can get it pretty much anywhere you get your podcasts. He's just awesome. I usually listen to that at work, or Family Life Today. A lot of times that's a good 30-minute podcast I listen to on the way to work or something. Porn True Radio is another one. Just something, anything really that is good and wholesome. Get some good spiritual bread into me for the day. Sometimes if I'm feeling like super desperate, I really, really need the word. I'll just literally put a meeting in my calendar at work so no one bothers me. I'll close the door. Sometimes I'll even go as far as to call my desk phone so that my little email symbol shows that it looks like I'm busy. You know, I just nice. Anything to get a few minutes of undivided attention, you know, with God, you know.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I wish I had an office I could do that. Well, you know, I used to have an office.
Yeah, I have an office.
But now I have a cubicle now, and I can't shut the door of my cube.
Yeah, so it makes it hard to lie about being busy. I guess. Yeah. Like, it's very easy. I can literally close the door and make a phone call to my cell phone, and it looks like I'm busy.
I'm a pretty introverted guy. Like, if I had a door, I feel like it'd be closed most of the time.
And listen, I'm not condoning anyone out there should lie. But you know, when it comes to getting some time,
it's not
God,
lying. It's not
right.
It's not lying though, because you are having a meeting.
Well, no, but you're kind of being a little dishonest, you know. But or I am, I should say, I'm kind of being a little dishonest. But at the same time, you know, like that 30 minutes. You know, I could waste 30 minutes a million different ways at work that aren't honoring God, per se. And, you know, just to spend that 30 minutes honoring him in a way that is obviously, you know, perfect, because that's what he wants. He wants us to reach out to him and have a conversation with him. You know, I feel like that's one of those grievances, like, you're not supposed to lie, but it's kind of like he's like, it's all right, bud. It's for a good cause.
Yeah.
He kind of overlooks it. Oh.
Yeah. No, I agree on the podcast thing. I love podcasts too. And you know, honestly, one of the things that helps me is doing this podcast. I don't know how many people listen, but you know, Mark and I have, you know, we've talked back and forth, and one of the primary reasons we do this is just to give us an excuse to connect, but give us an excuse to, you know, to study something and teach it, and then, you know, that helps us internalize it more. So I agree on the podcasting thing, and you know, and for me, you know, I like at work, Colossians 3:23 is like my go-to verse. It says, "Whatever you do, like do it with all your heart, as if you're working for the Lord." And I remind myself of that constantly. I try to worship God through my work, you know, and do a good job, and you know, be a good example. And you know, obviously, like, you know, praying, reading your Bible, and I'm the same way. Like, I'll pray like in the car, and I'll read the like a devotional on my Bible app, like on the toilet or something like that.
TMI, Pat. TMI.
Yeah, man. Just being honest, being real here.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, can't say I haven't done it.
So what about consequences? Because I think busyness really just translates to not putting the right priorities in the proper order, which is something I'm still learning to do myself, and I think we both are. Have you noticed anything in your life, like when you're out of alignment?
Yeah, so I was kind of thinking about this. You know, obviously we've been busy and we haven't been able to connect to do this because, you know, you started your part-time job and, you know, my daughter does dance all the time and, you know, just life has been busy. So obviously, kind of like I said earlier, like the follow-up on the struggles episode I made a little bit ago, you know, I felt like this was something that was relevant to that, and I just really, really kind of thought about it, did some research on kind of what being too busy looks like, and I just had a few things, what are they, like four or five things I kind of thought about that, you know, the consequences, so to speak, look like. The first thing kind of I thought of was, you know, and this is obvious when you read it, but not so obvious on a day-to-day basis, but a hurried life destroys your relationship with God. You know, that hit me hard, you know, when that kind of hit me. I kind of was reading, and that was kind of the first bullet point that I took away from what I was looking at. And like I said, it's so obvious that when you're too busy, the first thing you go is God time. It's not glorious, it's not fun, you know, it's something you have to do, not necessarily something you want to do. So it's the easiest thing just to overlook. You know, it's hard. You know, you go look out, you look at your lawn, like, that needs to be done. I need to do that. Otherwise, you know, tomorrow, you know, my lawnmower is going to break because the grass is too high. You know, it's easy to overlook God time. You know, there's no reward from it directly.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, to kind of circle back to the, you know, the story in Matthew, you know, God's the number one priority. And I think that starts with, like, your personal relationship with God. Like, that's the most important thing in your life, period, you know? I think what follows that is family and ministry. I think in that order, those are the three most important things in anyone's life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I think it kind of, like, I, you know, like you were saying, it gets out of alignment a little bit. Like, we'll get distracted doing tasks, just being men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we're both very task driven.
Yeah.
Instead of people driven, or maybe you're a little more people driven than I am.
I mean, I think I'm a little bit of both. I mean, I, you know, I have a vacation coming up where, the wife and I are going to take my Jeep and go and bounce it off some rocks and try not to break things. Probably will break things.
Sweet. I'll be there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not cheap.
It's not Jeep.
I mean, Jeeps aren't cheap either, but we're doing that, so, you know, I've had a lot of things to kind of get ready on that, projects that I've been kind of, you know, carrying on through winter and through summer, and I needed to get them done so we could go, and, you know, I've been busy with that, you know, and, you know, one of the things, I kind of talked about the lawn and stuff like that a little bit ago, but one of the things that I've started to do is when I'm mowing the lawn or whatever it is, housework or whatever, I'll throw on a pair of headphones and listen to a podcast then. So you're getting what you need to do done kind of twofold. You know, I'm mowing the lawn, you know, I'm making the bed, I'm doing the dishes, whatever, and I'm also getting fed by God at the same time. So that's kind of... you know, how I've tried to tackle that. And I don't always do it. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I'm out mowing the lawn and all I do want to do is listen to some, you know, really hard music or something like that. And just, you know, that's,
yeah,
you know, it's
like Daughtry.
Yeah. Daughtry. Totally. Yes. Daughtry is my jam.
Yeah. Well, you know, cause the Bible says, like, to pray continuously and, like, our thoughts, our minds should always be in God. I think that's what that means.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's not literally like being on your knees, like 24/7. I think it's that.
Yeah.
It's just kind of having your focus on God.
Yeah, absolutely. It through everything you do, not even just, you know, deliberately spending time with Him, but, you know, spending time with Him while you're doing the mundane things in your life. So the second thing I talked about, or I thought about, a hurried life decreases your capacity to love others. Again, seems so easy, you know, when you read it, but when you're busy, you don't necessarily think about it. Probably one of the most well-known verses in the Bible, Corinthians 1:13. This is, like, literally the third or fourth time this verse has come up in my life in the last, like, week. Now that I look back on this, it's kind of ironic. But it starts with love is patient, you know, and that's the first thing it says. Love is patient, love is kind. You know, when you're living a hurried life, patience is just so short. Like, you don't have time for patience because you need to get from point A to point B, and you need to get there now. So being more patient, you'll naturally just show more love towards your friends, your coworkers, your teammates, your students, you know, whatever it is. You know, just by being patient, you'll just naturally show them more love.
Yeah, and that's so countercultural. Like, we don't live in a patient society. Everything, like, is just so instant, you know?
Totally.
It's like Amazon, like, 2-day shipping on Amazon.
It's not fast enough.
Right? Like, they have freaking drones that are delivering stuff at people's doors now. It's crazy.
Right, yeah.
You know, but, like, you can buy movies instantly instead of going to the store and, like, renting them. Mm-hmm. So it's just very countercultural, just the whole concept of patience.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, patience is... You know, and maybe that looks like, you know, if you're driving down the road and you know, somebody puts their blinker on because they want to, you know, cut in front of you, whatever, you know, maybe you just let them go. Maybe that's how you show patience. You know, it could take any number of forms in my world for sure. But so the next thing I had was a hurried life numbs you to injustices that break God's heart. When your life moves at you know, highway speed, 1,000 miles an hour. You have no time or energy to consider the world outside of your own lane. You become desensitized, unaware of the brokenness in this world. Things just don't seem like a big deal. And I'm 100% guilty of that. You know, like, we just had the hurricane hit, earlier this week. And, you know, Ashley, you know, my wife is, you know, she has a huge heart for people. She's very compassionate. And I'm sometimes not. And she's talking to me about it. And I'm just like, babe, I don't care. And she's like, how do you not care? And I said, you know what? You're right. How do I not care? And that's, you know, that's one of those things. You know, when you're busy, you don't have time. You don't have mental capacity to worry about someone else's problems. And that's not necessarily the way, you know, God wants it to be.
Yeah, I really like this bullet. And one of the things I struggle with is compassion. I'm self-centered. I'm totally self-centered. But it's not. It's just like just the way my brain is wired. It's nut up or shut up is my default, right?
Yeah.
And that's not how people work.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah, and I you know, it's funny. I'm a very outgoing person, and I love people, and you know, but there's definitely times where I'm just like, you know what, I just want to go out in the garage for 3 or 4 hours and work in my Jeep or, you know, whatever. Just like get the me time, you know. You know, I can totally be insensitive to the fact that, you know, Ashley would like to watch a movie with me, or, you know, the kids haven't seen me in 3 days because I've been out in the garage working on the Jeep every night when I get home from work, or, you know, whatever. Like, I'm totally insensitive to all that stuff. You know, and I think part of it is just being a man, you know?
Yeah, but even, like, even in the bigger picture, you know, like, it's, we become blind to the stuff that's in front of our faces, but then, like, world issues, it's almost like they don't exist.
Right.
At least, you know, for me, I'm not saying I don't pay attention to the news or anything, but to say that I felt feelings, like, you know, negative feelings over people losing their homes from the hurricane or whatever, you know, I'd probably be lying.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, the thing that I took away from the article I read that kind of gave me some of these thoughts, And it hit me because I'm totally this way. And, you know, if your heart doesn't break for the things that would break God's heart, you really need to slow down and consider the world outside of your own lane.
That's it. That's a good quote.
And that was, yeah, that was something that just kind of like as if God was like up there with a bow and arrow. It's like,
yeah,
you know, right in the heart. Bam. Got me. You know,
I feel like this whole podcast is summed up in that one sentence.
Actually, you know, I think you're kind of right.
That's going to be our, that one sentence is going to be our show notes. That's it.
That's it. Done. Mic drop.
Sweet. Yeah. Are those your words, or is that out of that article?
I don't really remember, to be honest. I've tried to put as much of it as I could in my own words. But that's almost too good for my own words, to be honest.
Yeah. If you don't remember, it's not plagiarism. So let's use it.
Right. Yeah. And I don't remember where the article was, so it's not plagiarism.
Sweet. Sweet. So what other consequences have you noticed? At least, so when you are too busy.
Yeah. So another thing I've kind of took from it is a hurried life increases narrow-minded and legalism. A hurried life promotes was a shallow, narrow-minded understanding of God. Information is at your fingertips. Any podcast from almost any preacher can be accessed with just a few clicks. You can purchase books on your phone. Type in any question, Google will answer it in seconds. With all this information, you would think Christians would know more about God than ever. But that's the problem. Information teaches you about God. Information increases knowledge, but knowledge alone leads to legalism. And I wish I'd put here the definition of legalism. I'm gonna have to look that up real quick.
I think it's just following the rules on an unhealthy level.
Yes, that is right. I just wanted to kind of get that.
With the official definition.
Yeah. So the official definition is excessive adherence to law or formula.
Sounds about right.
So truly knowing God requires discernment and wisdom. These can grow incrementally, excuse me, through reflection, solitude, prayer, and Christ-centered community. Without those things, even just showing up on the every other Friday night hang nights that we have, that alone can just help you be a better Christian.
You get away, you're not necessarily on your phone, hopefully.
Right.
Just being around other people, whether, not everyone is a Christian there, but just being in that community, being in that culture,
right.
That environment.
Right, yeah, exactly. And another thing that, this actually is my words, I do know that, the difference between knowledge and wisdom is the difference between God can't work that way and I can't believe God worked that way. The I can't believe God worked that way, that's 100%, like, you're leaning on God. You're kind of, seeing what he's doing and you just can't believe that he is doing it, as opposed to, having the knowledge to say that he can't do that. Because obviously we know there's not much that he can't do,
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think that's...
Yeah, so the last point I had was, I heard life clouds your purpose and diminishes your passion. When you're too busy in school with homework or sports, having a boyfriend, girlfriend, your passion for something has to suffer. There simply isn't just enough time to handle all of those things all at the same time. I remember when I was in school, sports and girls were my passion. Like, that's all I wanted. I wanted a girlfriend, and I wanted to be the best basketball player, the best soccer player, whatever. And homework suffered. By no means do I condone that. Homework should always come first, kids.
Listen to you.
I mean, hey, look, I'm a dad. I don't want my kids to do anything other than homework first,
Yeah.
But, I just simply couldn't spend the 2 hours at soccer practice or basketball practice and then go home and spend another 2 or 3 hours doing homework, because I had to talk to my girlfriend. You can't do too much all at once, or something you really want has to suffer. It's just the way life goes. There's only 24 hours in a day, and a lot of that is sleeping, and a lot of that is schoolwork. So it's hard to,
And I think with our priorities in the right order, I think that almost changes our passion. Like, if we're putting God first, we're taking care of our families, whether you're a kid living with your parents or whether you are a parent. I think just putting things in the right order changes our passion.
I don't know if I would say it changes our passion as much. And I'm sorry, I kind of cut you off there, but it puts our passion in the right order. Your passion should be God. It shouldn't be girls and sports. It shouldn't be Jeep rides and, hanging with friends on a Friday night or whatever. God should be first. And in my life, I'm 100% guilty of not always putting him first. I've often been guilty of putting time with friends on a Friday or Saturday night before, before God. And that's not a life that I want to live, but it's the way life is, it's hard.
Yeah. One of my favorite preachers used to say, if you're too busy for God, then you're too busy, period. Like, if you can't serve God, then you gotta cut something out.
Yeah, agreed. And you know, it's hard sometimes. You know, like we talked about earlier. You know, we're such an instant gratification world. You know, you pray to God, you lean into God, you talk to Him. Let's say you do it for a week. You know, you make it a focus, you make it a priority. You wake up in the morning, you spend 10, 15 minutes, half an hour, whatever it is, with God, and you know, sure, you feel good about that time, but you don't really see the reward of that. You know, like, you don't necessarily see what's going on as a result of that time. You might not see that reward for months. You know, that prayer you've been asking, you might not answer that for 2 or 3 weeks or a month or whatever. So naturally, as humans, we shift to that instant gratification, which is, I want to know that I'm cool, so I'm going to go hang out with my friends. Or, you know, I want to know that I'm good at something, so I'm going to go, you know, go to basketball practice or soccer practice or whatever. And obviously, if you're on the team, you should go to practice anyway. That's, you know, it's an obligation you have to the team. But, you know, it's the instant gratification makes the God time even more difficult, in my opinion. And I don't know how you feel about that, but...
Yeah, for sure, because God's not...
Instant
gratification.
Ever.
You know? Like, there's a lot of times where I'm talking to God, and it's... I feel like I'm... Like, I'm not a big talker anyways, you know? I get bored talking on the phone, unless it's, like, Kristen or somebody. So just, you know, just talking to God... A lot of times, I feel like I'm just talking to a wall.
Yeah.
Which obviously is not the case. I know He hears me, and, you know, he does speak to me, like, through the Bible and stuff like that, but... He's not an instant gratification kind of guy.
Yeah.
Sometimes he plays like that, and like those, like, super rare times is freaking awesome.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it is. You're right. I mean, every once in a while, it is a you ask for something and it kind of happens, and you kind of go like, well, was that me or was that God? Because that's not the way God usually works. You know, at least that's how I find myself. When He does answer that prayer, you know, just like that. You know, I kind of always have to ask myself, like, is that me or was that God? You know, because, you know, did I make that happen or did He let that happen? You know, because I'm guilty of definitely trying to make things happen when, yeah. You know, when He doesn't necessarily let it happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the answer to everything is He lets it happen. I mean, there's nothing that happens ever that He doesn't let happen.
Well, right, you know? Right. You're not wrong, but I'm just saying, like, you know, is this something that I pushed for and pushed for and pushed for and it just happened? Or is it something that, you know, is actually an answered prayer? I feel like there's a difference there. Maybe I'm a little crazy,
like,
but...
Like a manufactured answer to a prayer?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, exactly. And I know, obviously, yeah. You know, that's technically an answered prayer, but, you know, did I make it happen as opposed to letting Him let it happen?
Yeah. I suppose it's true. I think a lot of it too is, I think God meets us where we can't go any farther. So I think if we put maximum effort into something, at the end of our rope, that's where God shows up.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that.
You know.
Yeah.
You know. So I think. I mean, I think God answers our prayers through just us being self-disciplined and just hoofing it. You know, but I think when it feels like He answers prayers is when we literally, there's nothing else we can do mm-hmm. to make something happen. Mm-hmm. And then He shows up. Those are the ones where, like, it can only be God.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And those are the ones that seem to take like 17 years for Him to actually answer. The ones where, like, there's no way it could be anything other than God at work in your life. And those are the ones that, like, You said that prayer and then you waited 17 years and you kind of forgot about it, and He's like, "Hey Mark, catch you back, bro. We're good."
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's it, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is a good podcast.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are enjoying it. We haven't heard a single word from any of you.
Well, probably you, Guy. I hope you, Guy, are enjoying it.
I mean, I don't know. Last time I looked, I think that we had like 30-something subscribers. So,
yeah.
You know, that's a, you know, I think if we would actually not be busy and put out podcasts once a week like we're supposed to,
yeah,
that might help our numbers a little bit.
Yeah. Those weren't the ones you bought. Those are like real ones. Oh, my bad. Sorry, fake listeners.
No, those are legit people. You know, who they are, we have no idea. I mean, maybe they're a bunch of people from, you know,
Yeah, well, my mom got all my mom got all her iPods, and just like hammered down that subscription button.
If my mom knew how to work iTunes or Google Play or whatever, she probably would have done that too. But my mom doesn't know how to do that, so, and I'm actually okay with it because I don't know. She'd probably listen to this and go, "Mark, you're an idiot. Stop talking."
That's what everyone's thinking about both of us right now.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And you know what? Justifiably so, guys. Justifiably so.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a conversation.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's wrap it. Let's call it.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, you know, head over to the webpage, thebeardedoneandtheginger.com. You know, read up some of the show notes. Like, subscribe, all that stuff. Give us a review on iTunes. We'd love to hear from you. Send us an email, whatever. We'd love to hear from you and just kind of know if you're liking this, you know, what we can do to make it better, whatever. Just let us know.
If you just send us an email and be like, "You suck," or something. Just the fact that we know someone was listening would, like, blow our minds.
Absolutely. Just the fact that someone, like, took the second to say, "You guys suck," would actually make me happy. I don't think you guys understand that.
Yeah, that would really make my day, to be honest. So, just, could you do that
like,
for us?
Like, I would literally print that off and then run to Patrick. Like, "Patrick, someone thinks we suck! Someone has an opinion!"
Someone listened!
But no, guys, seriously, thanks for listening, and hope you guys have a great week and a great weekend, and we'll get some more content out next week. All right, peace out, guys.
Peace.